This is episode number 676, all about my new talk show, Inspiring Life with Lewis Howes.
Welcome to the School of Greatness. My name is Lewis Howes, former pro athlete turned lifestyle entrepreneur. And each week we bring you an inspiring person or message to help you discover how to unlock your inner greatness. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Now let the class begin.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card, you call the number for help and can't get a hold of anyone if you only had a Discover card. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Michael Phelps said that there will be obstacles, there will be doubters, there will be mistakes, but with hard work, there are no limits. That's right. This is it. This is the episode I've been wanting to talk about for a long time now, because my new talk show, Inspiring Life with Lewis Howes on Facebook Watch, is live. But this is a powerful episode. This is a powerful show. And I'm going to break down the behind the scenes of the show, what it is, what you're going to get out of it, all the people that have been involved, all the things you need to know about it, and really what you need to know about launching a big project in your life and a big vision and a dream of yours, the challenges and obstacles that are going to come your way, and all the great opportunities that will come your way as well. Again, I will be doing a massive contest. I'm going to be talking about that contest here in a minute, and I'm going to be flying people out, paying your way, having you on the podcast, and giving a lot of different surprises and goodies with that contest as well. But before we dive into the contest and this episode, I want to give a shout out to the fan of the week, as always, because this show wouldn't be here without all of you fans and listeners. And I meet so many of you all the time. You talk about the things you're learning and how you're growing. And that's what makes me light up, is hearing about your stories, hearing about the transformation you have in your life, your relationships, your health, your wealth, everything. This one's from Roxanne, who said, "Always inspirational, interviews great people, knows how to ask questions, and always gives you tips to help and improve. The 5-Minute Fridays are amazing for quick listens as well." So Roxanne, you are the fan of the week, and you guys can always go to the Apple Podcast section or the podcast on your iPhone and just leave a review there. Leave your stars. We've got over 3,000 5-star reviews. It's amazing. I love you guys. I appreciate you. And go ahead and leave a review if you haven't left one yet. And this is a year and a half in the making, guys. I want to share a little bit behind the scenes, because everyone's been asking me about how hard was this? What happened? How has the process been? What's this been like? Would you change anything if you did it over all over again? And this has been a journey. Some things I'm going to share here, some things I'm going to wait until after the season is over to share even more. But essentially, there are so many moving parts to make this happen. There are so many people involved to make this happen. And it all started with a dream that I had to want to impact 100 million people every single week to help them live a better life. That's what I've wanted to do. Ever since the beginning, I wanted to help people, is my mission, 100 million people to live their greatest lives. And Scooter Braun, who has been a friend of mine for many years, who his brother Adam Braun, who I'm on the foundation of his charity called Pencil of Promise, I'm on the advisory board with Scooter. We became friends years ago. He said, "Hey man, let's do it. Let's do a show together. Let's make something happen. Let's impact more people," because he was a big fan of the podcast. And he said, "Let's do something even bigger. You know, let's take it to another level." And I said, "Listen, I really want to do a show, but I feel like I just want to partner with the biggest network in the world, and I want to be ahead of the trends. I want to be ahead of what's happening in media and how people are consuming content, and you know." Tons of people are consuming audio on podcasts, but a lot of people are just on social media, right? Less and less people are going and watching a set time when a show comes out like we used to growing up. Where a lot more content is on demand. You know, the Netflix and Hulus of the world are just recording shows on TV and watching it on demand when you wanted to. I'm seeing this trend happen more and more because of the podcast trend. People are listening to on-demand audio content when they want to on their terms, as opposed to 10 a.m. radio show. You got to be there to listen to it. Otherwise, you can't listen to it again. So I'm seeing this trend that that's what the market, that's what everyone is wanting. And so I said to Scooter, who is a brilliant businessman, a brilliant business mind, has incredible relationships, obviously very well respected. For those who don't know who he is, represents a lot of the biggest artists in the world, and is much smarter than a lot of people think because of the way his business mind works. He's doing so many things behind the scenes that, you know, he doesn't really talk about publicly, which are just brilliant, brilliant mind. And I said, for some reason, I feel like I want to be on Facebook and I want to partner with Facebook because they've got 2 billion plus users from around the world and they can really target people. They can really put it in front of the right people and figure it out. I think one day they're going to be able to figure out how to do this on-demand content creation thing on their own, right? And he said, cool, let's explore the process. Let's go down the process. Let's give them a call. Let's figure it out. And this was, we got on the phone with them. We talked with them. And they were like, we are actually about to be launching our own original content in the next 6+ months. We're not there yet, but this is something we're actually doing. And so for whatever reason, timing worked out where, hey, I wanted to do a show. Facebook was already in the process of creating on-demand original content, kind of like a Netflix or another network does. And they were starting to talk about buying original programming. So having that relationship with Scooter and making that introduction was a great in. It got me in the door. It got things started. It got the conversation started. Then we presented an idea. We said, you know, I really want to bring back this intimate, live, interactive talk show feel where we're talking about powerful, positive, inspiring things. Things like forgiveness, things like grief, things like money mindset, things like, you know, what to do when, like the Time's Up and Me Too movement, keys to happiness, just other things that, ideas, topics that help us overcome the daily challenges that we face in our life. And we wanted to bring back this kind of environment and experience and make something meaningful online because there is so much negativity and so much drama and so much just anger and frustration that's being shared. You know, I see a lot of it on Facebook from just users sharing stuff that they're frustrated about. What if we could help people overcome some of those pains? What if we could help people overcome some of those challenges and problems they're facing in their life in a different curated way than what I'm already doing on the podcast? Right? You guys love the podcast for a reason. We've got this hour long, roughly hour-ish long interview style, one-on-one, intimate, diving in deep with one person. But I wanted to take it to another level. I wanted to do it with a live audience. I wanted to get powerful reactions from members of the audience. I wanted to make it interactive with people on Facebook. I wanted to just have multiple layers to even take these ideas to another level. And that's what we brought up with Facebook. It actually took many, many months to get to the place where Facebook was ready to launch, to bring this opportunity to them, and that we were ready to bring it together. So it took a lot of months kind of back and forth. You know, when you partner with arguably the biggest network in the world, it's not this quick thing that happens, or at least from my personal experience starting out. There's a lot of back and forth. There's a lot of talking. There's a lot of sharing ideas. You've got to be willing to play on their level, make sure that they're ready for it, timing, a lot of things, right? It was a back and forth process. This wasn't just an easy, hey guys, we've got an idea for a podcast. Like, let's set it up today and launch it tomorrow, right? This is a full-on production. This is a full-on partnership that has a lot of people involved and a lot of moving parts. And so the process has been long and challenging and at times very time consuming. I think some of you are going to watch the show and say, oh, wow, this is cool. Like maybe this happened in like overnight and, you know, Lewis, this was so easy to do. But this was a year and a half in the making. This took time. This took a lot of energy, so many emails, hundreds and hundreds of emails, calls every single week for hours talking about this with multiple different people involved. And that was just to get to film date, right? That was just to get to the place that we could actually start filming. And so anytime, this is just a lesson for people here, anytime you're looking to make a big move in your life, sometimes it may be seamless, but you can't always expect that. I think when we have a big dream, life is going to challenge us in many ways to see how committed we actually are to our vision and our dreams by putting some big obstacles in our way, right? It's going to do two things for us. It's going to put opportunities in our way to show us that it is possible. And it's going to put challenges in our way to see how committed we actually are to our vision and our dream. How much sacrifice are we willing to put into our vision? How much time away from other opportunities are we willing to do? What are we willing to give up in order to create, to have something potentially way bigger and more successful than what you already have? And I think a lot of people are mistaken that things should be easy. And yes, we should be able to go through it and have the tools to not allow these things to stress us out constantly, to not allow these things to consume our minds, to keep us up at night. That's why I continue to do the things I do, to continue to grow and learn and interview people, because I want to learn the tools on how to master life to make it feel easy, because I've done so much hard work to be in the position that I'm in. Right, I've gotten so many tools in my tool belt that if I feel overwhelmed, if I feel stressed, if I feel anxious, if I feel in fear, what can I tap into to move through that faster so that I am never in a position where I don't chase my dreams? It makes me sick in my stomach when people tell me they have a dream and fear cripples them. Fear, anxiety, well, what happens when I fail? What happens when someone makes fun of me? And so they go decades without ever actually doing anything. And that's why for me, I've always been an advocate for throwing myself into the biggest fears, throwing myself into embarrassment, throwing myself into humiliation, throwing myself into failure, putting myself in the most uncomfortable situations, because that way I'm never crippled by my dreams. And when I focus on throwing myself into the fear, I catapult myself into my dreams. And that's where most people get hung up on. I think it's a simple concept, very hard to implement, but a simple idea of the mind and being willing to say, you know what? It's okay if I'm alone. It's okay if I lose friends. It's going to be okay if people make fun of me. You have to understand, guys, as a recovering people pleaser of the biggest kind, my whole childhood was to do things to try to fit in and please people, because I was always feeling alone. Then in high school and in my early 20s, when I was broken on my sister's couch, I said, screw it. I've got nothing. I've got no job. I've got no money. I started falling in love with being alone and said, I'm going to tackle all my fears of public speaking and salsa dancing and everything else that I had fears around, writing books, you know, everything that I had fears of being judged and critiqued. I said, I'm going to throw myself into these things. In my early 20s, all I did was train my mind and master skills. And I did it by going out alone all the time and saying, you know what? This isn't that bad being alone, because I have the skills to connect with people. If I lose some friends, I can make new friends. It's not going to be the end of the world if I fail at something. And so to go off on this rant, to try to bring it back somewhere, because I felt like that was powerful for me to say, this has been a journey, guys. This has been a process. This has not been easy. And I will share even more when I'm allowed to on some of these things after this show comes out in the future. Hopefully we'll get picked up again. But what I go back to is gratitude. Gratitude for so much, because this show again, was for me to partner with the biggest platform in the world, Facebook, and spread positivity, help people live a greater life, help people overcome those daily fears, those daily challenges, those daily insecurities, the things that are holding all of us back from living and feeling and experiencing life in the way we want to feel it. And I live in gratitude for this last year and a half, as challenging and unclear and uncertain as moments have been for me. There have been so many people who have been working on this project that none of this would be possible without dozens and dozens and dozens of people, guys. None of this. So you have to understand that this was not me alone. I didn't create this by myself. Nothing great happens on your own. I don't care if you think you the one who did it all. There's always other people who have supported you along the way, mentored you, guided you, that you've learned from, whether directly or indirectly. And this show is that. Obviously, Scooter Braun, it wouldn't be a show without him, and SB Projects, and Scott Manson, and Ben Sheehan, who worked on the show close with me early on, and James Shin over there. All those individuals and his entire team have been dedicated and working on this and behind the scenes. So it wouldn't be even happening without that starting. So I'm in deep gratitude for all of them, including Scooter, who's my partner on this. ITV, who's our production company. ITV and Left Field. I mean, these guys are an incredible production company. And the show would not be where it's at without them managing everything from all the people on the crew. I mean, this is a big crew, right? All the people on the crew, the camera people who are incredible, the stage managers, the floor managers, the directors, everyone who was on set. This would not be possible without Sean Witt, Jordy, Gretchen over at Left Field, who were incredible, and their entire team. They're some of the smartest people I know in the production business. Gratitude to Rob, who is my showrunner. This guy, this man, might have more passion and commitment than me in this show sometimes. You know, he is calling me every day, texting me constantly. So big thank you and gratitude to Rob, who is just one of the most incredible showrunners and passionate about this. Again, I love being surrounded by a team of people that believe in the same thing. And that's another thing. If I didn't have this incredible team of people, Rob and Jeff, who was working with Rob as well, if I didn't have this team of people who were constantly passionate about the same vision of trying to inspire 100 million people to live their greatest lives, the vision wouldn't work. And that's another thing you got to learn, is that you've got to find people who want more than just a paycheck or more than just money to be a part of your dreams or your goals or your business or your life, if you're in a business, right? Now, yes, people do things for the money too. They've got to survive. They got to thrive. So people are going to do things for money, but it's got to be more than money. They've got to be invested in a vision if you want them to get through the challenges when challenges arise, because they will arrive. So Rob and Jeff, who worked closely with me on the vision of the show, developing and creating the show, and the entire the production team, the writers, the people who are doing the casting. I mean, this is so many people involved that I have to thank. Also, Todd Weinstein, who is entertainment lawyer, Jeff Finkelstein, Tara Hanks over at CAA, and all of their teams. This wouldn't have happened without them working on the deal with Facebook and making sure it goes through. They worked hundreds and hundreds of hours to just make it actually come together so that we could start filming, right, guys? There's so many people. My girlfriend, Jen Esquer, who has been incredible supporting me through the stressful nights, right? She's been there for me. And the entire greatness team, my entire greatness team. Matt, who most of you know as Caesar, he is my COO, and he has been navigating all of this, right? And Brittany and Christine and Tiff and Katie and Asia and Sarah and Lionel and everyone on the team who has done so much to support this. There's so many moving parts for one idea, one vision, one project. And there are more people. You know, Facebook, obviously, that wouldn't be happening without Facebook, our partner, the biggest network in the world. Ricky Van Veen over there, Todd, and their entire team. I mean, there's dozens of people that
I'm working with, I can't name everyone's name, is dozens of people that I'm on calls with, that I'm meeting with, that are working on the social media, that are working on the content and are helping edit it. So many people, guys, over at Facebook. So big thank you and gratitude to Facebook and the entire team for believing in this. And there are more people, you know, there's so many more people involved. I'm not going to sit here and name names for another 20 minutes because these are the main people who have been involved in this. And why I'm grateful and why I'm speaking into the gratitude for all of them is because that's one of the keys to living in abundance. It's one of the keys to living a fulfilling life, is being grateful for everything that you do have. I could sit here and complain about things. Oh, why did this take so long? Or why did this happen? Or why did this happen? But you're going to attract what you speak into. And I am speaking into gratitude. And that's why I talk about gratitude and perspective every single day. That's why I talk about it before I go to sleep. That's why I talk about when I wake up. That's why I talk about it on my voicemail. When my friends call me, my answering machine is asking people to share what they're grateful for first. It is something that when I embedded in my life is better. And so I'm constantly speaking into gratitude daily. And I encourage you to do that with any project or any experience that you have in your life as well.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am, or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, like those quote unquote free trials that somehow still charge your card for something, or when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding deep in the fine print. And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like those bills that keep going up and up for no reason at all, or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have somewhere else. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included, but you don't take yada yada in life. So don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Again, I'm used to the podcast, right? I'm used to a format for the last 5.5 years where I'm just interviewing one person for an hour, diving into their life. So this for me is in a way to take my life, my experiences, my growth to a whole new process. And I tell you what, the first practice round we did was a little all over the place, right? Because we were figuring out what we were going to do. You know, Rob and Jeff, my showrunners, they were like, you know, try this and try that and explore this. And I try things and they're like, okay, actually it doesn't look that good on camera, or this didn't work. So, you know, you have to really trust yourself and be willing to fail. Trust yourself and be willing to fail. Trust yourself and be willing to look silly. And this is with a live audience, right? There's 40, 50 people in the room. You know, you have to be mindful. I'm reading a teleprompter. There's multiple cameras all around. But I tell you what, at least this is how I felt. After we did a couple of, you know, the practice round and then about one or two other episodes, I felt like, man, I was in the flow. I felt like I was getting in the flow, getting in the zone. And we filmed 5 incredible episodes. I'm going to talk about those in a second. But for me, once I got through, you know, kind of the practice round and a little bit of the first episode, I just felt like we were finally clicking as a team, right? When you go to practice for the first day, I remember going to practice in football and basketball, first day. It doesn't matter if you have all stars on your team. You don't know each other. You don't know each other's personalities, where someone's going to go, the tendencies. You don't know each other on a basketball, football, any sports team. It takes months until the playoffs, really, until you get into such a flow. We had 5 days. We had 5 days to get to there, right? We really had 1 day to to get there. And we had 5 full days as a team where we filmed everything, right? And oh, big thank you to our stage team, the people who set up the whole set, that designed the whole set. I mean, there's so many people that I'm going to forget who were involved in this project who are unbelievable. We shot everything in 5 days. Do you know how hard it is to gel with people in 5 days with the pressure of filming and live audience and all these different topics? And do you understand the challenges that are there? This was, you know, for me, something hard and challenging. But after about a day and a half, I felt like, man, I could just do this all the time. I could do this every day, every week. It was something I loved. I just fell in love with the process because I realized, wow, this is something that I have been training myself for almost a decade. I've been doing public speaking training for almost a decade by mastering public speaking. 5 years ago, I started developing myself as a workshop facilitator. I started from speaking on stages to thousands of people, one to many. Then I started working one to many in smaller groups and facilitating exercises and workshops and learning to kind of contain a room of people and facilitate conversation and move energy and open up ideas. So I've been doing that for half a decade. I used to be a very slow reader, right? And then 2 years ago, I said, you know what? If we get this show figured out, I'm going to have to learn to read in a teleprompter. And so I was practicing with my team behind the scenes every single week, reading off the prompter, viewing videos myself with it, just studying and practicing this, to 5.5 years of interviewing some of the most influential people in the world and bringing it all together. It just felt so natural. You know, after the first couple sessions when we were just kind of figuring out, okay, who goes where and who are you and what do you do? You know, after figuring all that out, it just felt so natural. My goal is that these episodes, these 5 episodes every week, take off. And my vision is that you guys fall in love with them and that you watch them and that you comment and you share. You get your friends involved and you become part of the conversation and it becomes a community for you on Facebook. This is all about mastering your health, your wealth, your relationships, your spiritual life, your purpose, and more, and tackling the biggest challenges and obstacles we face in our life. And how do we overcome them with ease, with grace, with love? We've got some of these powerful episodes. We've got Gabby Bernstein talking about the power of forgiveness and how do we overcome forgiving and what does it do to us when we hold on to these grudges, right? We've got Jay Shetty, one of my dear friends. He's got one of the largest and fastest growing Facebook pages in the world with over 15 million fans, talking about what happens with friends and family when we disagree on something. How does it affect us? How can we come together when we have arguments or different political views or different social views or different money views? And it seems to pull us apart as a family and friends. How do we come back together? We've got Ramit Sethi talking about the money mindset and overcoming your fears of money and how to really break through to earn more, save more, and invest more. We've got Gretchen Rubin on the keys to happiness. And if you're feeling depressed or sad or lonely, we dive into that topic deeply. We talk about Me Too and Time's Up. We've got Guy Winch on there as well talking about grief. And the powerful thing is we have so many great stories from people in the audience who are sharing, who probably have a lot of similar stories to you and myself that I was just moved by. People in tears, people opening up in powerful ways. This is a lot of fun. And at the end of every episode, we give you exercise, a specific exercise to master that in your life. And I challenge you. I want you to get challenged and try something every single week and then share back in the community on the page what you learned, the results you're getting. This is all about improvement, growth, and getting results in your life. And I am so pumped. I can't wait for you to watch it. Again, you can go to lewishouse.com/win to be a part of the challenge. You opt in there. You follow and like the Inspiring Life show page on Facebook. You share the episode on Facebook, and you comment on the episode. And when you do that, you can enter in the contest to win a flight paid by me, a 2-night stay in LA, come on the podcast, all the goodie bags, have dinner with me as the group, all that and more. Go to lewishouse.com/win and be a part of that contest right now. I'm telling you guys, do this right now. Get in, because I want to see who wants to come and hang out with me. We're going to be doing, you know, I'll be doing some coaching. A lot of you guys know I charge a lot of money for coaching, $10,000 an hour when I coach people. So you're just going to be getting that as being part of the dinner. We'll be doing coaching, Q&A, all that stuff in the group. Go to Facebook and like the page. If you just type in Inspiring Life with Lewis Howes, it should show up right at the top. Go there, follow the page, like the video, share the video, and leave a comment. Do it right now, because we are looking to get this out in a major way, and I'm asking for your support. I'm asking for your help here, because I can't do this without you. I really can't do this without this audience. And the goal is that this spreads far and wide. We get a great engagement, and Facebook wants to continue partnering with us to create more powerful episodes, because I think we can all agree that there's a lot of negativity that is spread on social media, and I want to be a force for good. I want to create something powerful and meaningful that inspires and helps people as opposed to hurts people. And I believe that there needs to be more inspiring content and helpful news and information and stories that move people to taking powerful action as opposed to hurting people. And if you agree with me on that, then take a screenshot of this. Let me know on Instagram, on Facebook, because I want to hear your thoughts. So Inspiring Life with Lewis Howes on Facebook Watch is out right now. Go there. They've got a contest. I'm going to be announcing the winner every Sunday night. We'll be announcing the winner. We'll be sharing it out and letting you know when the announcement is. You can go to lewishouse.com/win, W-I-N, to learn about the contest, all the details. But you got to opt in there if you want your chance of being flown out to LA, spending the day with me and the other four people that will be included in this challenge. I'm super pumped, guys. This is the day. This is the moment. We'll see how it goes. Every single week, I'll be on a journey with you. Every Wednesday night over the next 5 weeks, we'll be doing a Facebook Live as well, talking about the episode. So you can tune into that on the Facebook Watch page as well. Every Friday, there'll be additional content being released. So make sure to share all the content if you can. Watch it and let me know what you think. The contest is only involved in sharing the main episode every week, but if you share other stuff too, then I'll love you even more. And this is it, guys. I'm going to share more about the journey and the behind the scenes probably in a few months when I'm allowed to talk about more. But I wanted to give you a taste of what this is like. And again, the bigger the dream you have, life and the universe is going to put opportunities in your way to help propel you towards that dream. It's going to move out of the way in some areas. And in other ways, it's going to create bigger challenges and obstacles for you to overcome, to see how committed you actually are to your dream and your mission. And I'm very grateful for the challenges over the last year and a half, because even though stressful and frustrating at time, it showed me how much I really wanted to create this. I kept doing whatever it took, whatever it took, whatever it took. Every challenge that came my way, I said, whatever it takes, because I'm committed to 100 million people. I'm committed to reaching that. And that's just really a number for me, right? If we get there, great. But the vision is to reach as many people as possible. And it's not about anything else. It's not about money, because I'm not making a lot of money on this, right? It's not like a money thing. If it was all money, then I would have ended it a long time ago, because it's not about making money. It's about making an impact. And that's what I'm excited about. Yes, I want to be paid for my time and my value and my services. But if that's the only reason I did this, I would have said it's too challenging. A year and a half of my life so far is too much energy and time. There's a lot of other ways I can make money, you know, in a weekend and not stress as much. So you've got to find something that you are deeply passionate about, that you love, that you want to do to serve a greater purpose, because that's where your commitment will show up the most. This is it, guys. I love you so very much. Again, Michael Phelps said, there will be obstacles, there will be doubters, there will be mistakes, but with hard work, there are no limits. You were born for great things. Be grateful, experience that, and share that gratitude with those you're grateful towards. Keep dreaming, keep living, keep pursuing the thing that you love. Throw yourself into the embarrassment so that you can overcome failures in your life and start living fully. Go ahead and check out Inspiring Life with Lewis Howes on Facebook Watch. Go there right now. Follow the page, like the video, share the video, and opt in at lewishowes.com/win for a chance to be a winner. Come meet me and be on the podcast in studio. I love you so very much, and you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.